Chapter 9.
I think you know how fiery I can be.
Amber purred as I pulled her close to me and wrapped my arms around her slim waist. She leaned her body against mine, and everywhere we touched was like a miniature electric shock. I brought one arm up so I could wind a hand beneath the shoulder of her borrowed checkered shirt, and I pushed the material away so I could feel her soft freckled skin beneath my fingertips. Amber looked up at me with her eyes sparkling mischievously, and I marveled at how sapphire blue they now looked thanks to her new icy ability. They were gorgeous before, but now it looked like she wore contact lenses because they were so bright and vibrant. Beautiful, I murmured, and I brought my hand up to push a rogue wave of hair behind her ear.
You think so?
Amber asked with a slight smile as she kept her eyes fixed on my face. I know so, I replied with a grin, and eventually met her gaze. You're beautiful, Amber. Her smile widened at my words, and she brought her arms up to drape them across my shoulders. She leaned in even closer to me, but kept her eyes fixed on mine as she pressed her hips and stomach up against me.
Then kiss me,
she muttered. I didn't need any other invitation. My arms tightened around her, and I finally crashed my lips down against the plump softness of Amber's. She melted into me with an elongated sigh, the moment our mouths met, and I relished the taste of her lips on mine. I kept one hand on her tight waist, and the other moved from her shoulder up to her neck, until it eventually cupped her face in order to keep her lips against mine. Her skin was warm beneath my fingertips, and I could tell her entire body was on edge, fueled by desire and anticipation and maybe a little more knowledge than the first time, and I chuckled into her eager kiss. You're going to be insatiable now that you've had a taste, aren't you? I asked as I softly ran my thumb over her bottom lip.
Yes, master.
Amber looked up at me with her bright blue eyes half hidden beneath hooded eyelids and slowly ran her finger over the pad of my thumb.
I am always thinking about you being inside of me.
She also hadn't called me master in a while, and every single nerve ending in my body went off like a light bulb at the ridiculously sexy action. The corners of Amber's mouth turned up into a knowing smile as she slowly pushed her plump lips down over my thumb and sucked. I let out a groan I hadn't realized I'd been holding as her tongue swirled around my thumb, and she eventually released the digit from her lips with a wet pop.
I want to make you feel good this time,
Amber told me decidedly as she smiled up at me.
Like you did to me?
Oh, fuck, I murmured as I grabbed her by the face and kissed her again, because it was everything I needed in that exact moment. Our making out had morphed seamlessly from slow, sweet kisses to something far needier and far sloppier, and we stumbled back toward my bed as her tongue swirled and danced around mine. When the back of my legs hit the edge of my bed, Amber broke away from our kiss with a soft gasp. She kept our faces close and wound her arms down past my waist until she started to unbutton my jeans with slow, purposeful movements. I felt my dick twitch against the denim as her hands made quick work of the buttons, and she pushed the hem of my jeans down over my hips, along with the band of my underwear, until finally, my rock-hard erection sprang free. Amber let out a soft gasp when she felt it brush against her arm, and she giggled softly into my still-waiting mouth.
Set,
she whispered, and her plump lips moved against mine as she spoke. Yes, ma'am. I smirked as I kicked my jeans and underwear away from my legs and sat on the edge of the bed. Amber stood over me and bent down to grab the hem of my shirt and pull it over my head until I was sitting naked in front of her. She smiled serenely down at me and slowly undressed herself, and she made sure to keep her crystal blue eyes fixed on mine with every agonizingly slow second. I watched her hungrily as she pulled her own t-shirt over her head and let her ample breasts spill free, and I stared intently as she slowly pushed the denim of her borrowed jeans over the swell of her hips and down her long, lean legs. Then she stood over me, naked and still with the same serene smile on her face, and I couldn't resist running my fingers across her soft, freckled skin. Amber gasped, and her shiny blue eyes slipped closed as my hands came in contact with her skin. Does that feel good? I asked in a low voice, and I watched with satisfaction as goosebumps erupted on her skin where I touched her.
Yes,
she breathed softly.
It always feels good when you touch me.
So beautiful, I murmured as I traced a pattern into her hip with my thumb. Amber hummed happily with her eyes still closed, until she blinked and brought her glimmering blue eyes back down to smile at me.
It's my turn to make you feel good,
she told me in a throaty voice.
Please.
How? I asked her, and this time I didn't let my eyes wander. I fixed her with a steady gaze, until she unconsciously bit down on her plump lower lip, and her eyes had darkened with hunger again. She didn't say a word, just sank to her knees in one swift movement, and brought her hands up onto my thighs.
You made me feel amazing with your mouth,
she muttered as her fingertips gripped softly into my skin.
Now it's my turn to taste you, lick you, suck you.
Oh, fuck. I breathed as the anticipation started to roil in the pit of my stomach. Yes. Amber kept her hands splayed out across my thighs and slowly brought her mouth down toward my already leaking cock. I felt her warm breath fan out against the head, and she hovered over me for a second, though I couldn't tell whether her pause was due to her naturally teasing personality or a sudden trepidation. I didn't have too much time to question it, however, because in the same second, I felt the wet warmth of her tongue as she licked from the base to the tip of my dick in one long, wet movement. I let out a gasp at the sensation, and Amber immediately lifted her head up to look at me. Her blue eyes were dark with desire, and her mouth still hung open adorably as she studied my face.
Is that okay?
She whispered, and I could see a hint of nervousness in her expression. More than okay, I breathed. It was great.
Shall I keep going?
Amber asked, and her eyelashes fluttered softly as she stared up at me with a pleading pout.
Please, can I keep going?
Yes. I nodded and tried to get my breathing under control. Yes, keep going. She leaned over me again, and her waves of red hair fell around her face as I felt her tongue swipe along me again. This time, though, she stopped when she reached the tip of my aching cock, and then she wrapped her plump lips around it in a soft, slow kiss. A groan escaped my mouth at the feel of her lips around me, and I might have been imagining things, but I could have sworn I felt her mouth morph into a slight smile around me. Then she slowly pushed her lips down over the head of my dick until she held half of me inside her mouth, and bursts of color popped in the corners of my vision. That feels so good, Amber, I whispered hoarsely. Your mouth feels amazing. I kept muttering words of encouragement as the gorgeous redhead started to slowly move up and down, and the tight heat of her mouth felt like paradise. She hummed appreciatively as she slipped her mouth around my cock, and the vibration made my stomach do somersaults. Oh, God, Amber. I groaned as I slipped down onto my elbows and let my head fall back. Fuck. She lifted her lips off of me with a satisfyingly wet pop and shook her red hair out of her face so she could look up at me with a proud grin on her flushed face.
Am I doing good?
She asked breathlessly as her blue eyes sparkled mischievously. So good. I nodded eagerly. So fucking good.
Okay.
She smirked and then without missing a beat, she dipped her head back down and took me into her mouth in my entirety. I let out a gasp as the tip of my dick hit the back of her throat, and I could feel her nose pressed up against my stomach, and it took all of my self-restraint not to buck my hips up and just sink a little further still down the tightness of her throat. As good as it felt, I was still conscious of the fact that she hadn't been with anyone before, and this was actually just her natural aptitude. But she felt like a fucking professional. Oh, fuck, Amber. I moaned and I quickly reached a hand out to gather her mess of red hair up into a fist so I could watch her work. She finally released me, and my dick was covered in her saliva as she drew her head back with a gasp that immediately transformed into a giggle. Then she used her pinky finger to wipe a trail of drool away from the corner of her mouth.
More?
She purred. I just nodded and kept her hair wound up in my fist as she took me in her mouth again. Now she'd built up a rhythm, and she sucked and licked and swirled her tongue around me as her mouth worked every inch of my rock-hard cock. I had to really focus on not unloading myself down her throat, to the point where, when she sucked in a particular motion that brought out a shuddering gasp from my mouth, I pulled her off me and grabbed her by the face to kiss her. She tumbled into me and pressed her naked body up against mine, and I held her close as I dragged us both back onto the bed properly. I could feel her heat and wetness between her legs before I'd even had a chance to touch her. And as we lay tangled up on top of the comforter, The still wet tip of my dick brushed against her dripping pussy for just a moment.
Take me.
She murmured into my kiss, and she shuddered in my arms.
Take me, James.
She opened her legs as she continued to kiss me, still on top of me, and still with her tongue in my mouth. And then she pushed her wet pussy up against my cock. I let out an animalistic growl I didn't realize I'd been holding in, and she giggled into my kiss again, and rolled her hips so her tight, wet entrance suddenly slipped over me. I held her there for a second, and caught my breath, and the two of us were suspended in time for just a brief moment, until she rolled her hips again, slid down onto me in one fluid motion, and took every inch of me inside of her. Amber gasped and finally broke away from her kiss, and I could feel how every muscle in her body tightened at the sensation of me filling her up and stretching her out.
Oh!
She groaned almost helplessly, and her eyes fluttered shut.
Oh!
Does that feel good? I asked her as I got a good grip on her hips.
Yes.
She murmured with her eyes still screwed shut.
You feel so good inside of me, James. So hard. You're opening me, filling me. Oh, yes.
She moved her hips again, and I helped her complete the motion while my fingers were dug into her soft flesh. Then I felt myself hit the sweet spot inside of her, because she bucked in shock on top of me. She gasped in surprise.
That there. Oh, there.
Keep going. I commanded her as I rocked her back and forth on top of me.
Yes.
She groaned and her red hair fell across her face when she flung her head back.
Yes, keep going.
Amber rolled her hips to grind down on me as the tip of my cock hit her sweet spot over and over again. And as her legs began to shake and her breath became staggered, I released one of her hips so I could rub my thumb across her clitoris in time with her hips.
Oh my God! James! James!
Amber mewled on top of me as she bucked and bounced closer toward an orgasm, and I kept my thumb moving against her as I pushed my dick up even further inside of her against her G-spot. Let go. I breathed as I fucked her tightly. Just let go. Let it happen.
Oh, James!
Amber let out a shuddering scream as her orgasm took over, and her warm juices spilled over my cock and onto my stomach as she rocked above me. I kept my thumb on her and kept the rhythm of my rolling thrusts as she came until both of her hands clasped down on my wrist with another breathless giggle, and she finally came to a stop.
James.
She breathed my name slowly and eventually collapsed on top of me with another giggle, and I rolled her over onto her back. You're so hot when you come, I said with a smirk as I brushed a strand of hair away from her face.
Your turn?
She murmured in a strained voice, and she curled both of her hands up into my hair as she wrapped her legs around my waist.
Fill me up. I want your seed pouring into me.
I didn't need to be told twice, and I slid almost all the way out of her, both of us still soaking wet from her orgasm, and then slammed back into her all the way until our hips met.
Oh!
She moaned into my hungry kiss, and her hands tightened in my hair. I picked up the pace as my own pleasure started to form in the pit of my stomach, and I pounded in and out of Amber's sweet wet pussy with satisfyingly slick slapping sounds. Fuck, I'm close. I grunted as I fucked her even faster than before. I'm gonna come.
Yes!
Amber breathed as she held my face close to hers so she could watch my expression change.
Yes! Fill me up! Take me! I'm yours! Take me, James! Take me, master!
She kept whispering gentle words of encouragement as I felt my dick start to leak, and with one long final thrust deep inside of her, my cock emptied into her still spasming tunnel. White-hot loads of sperm shot out of me, and as I let my orgasm take over, I felt the strong sense of possession take over me, the fact I was filling her up exactly as she'd begged me to. My head collapsed onto Amber's still heaving chest as I finally stopped coming, and I gasped into her soft, freckled skin as I let the high dissipate.
Wow.
Amber giggled breathlessly while she stroked my hair. I was right. I mumbled into the pale flesh of her ample breasts, and then I kissed the skin that was below my lips with a chuckle of my own. Both Amber and I fell into a deep sleep, exactly where we were, tangled up in each other's arms, with as much skin contact as humanly possible. But I found myself rudely awakened way before the sun had even come up. The faint musical sound stirred me from my sleep, and I blinked in confusion against the still darkness of my room. I couldn't pinpoint exactly where the sound came from, and I forced my eyes open properly so I could wake my brain up enough to solve the mystery, because I wanted nothing more than to curl back up with the still sleeping Amber and pass the hell out again.
James.
Amber mumbled beside me as she felt me move. I'm sorry, go back to sleep. I whispered as I brushed her red hair away from her face. I just thought I could hear something.
I hear it too.
She muttered drowsily.
A trumpet.
You can hear it too? Shit. I hoisted myself up onto my elbow. Why the hell can we hear a trumpet?
I thought I was dreaming about it.
Amber groaned as she pushed herself up onto her elbows, and even in the darkness, I could see the enticing curve of her cleavage where her naked breasts were pushed together. The trumpet sounded again, ever so faintly, and Amber and I froze as we listened and looked at each other in confusion.
From your closet?
Amber suddenly whispered.
It's coming from the portal?
That doesn't bode well, I said as I reluctantly disentangled myself from Amber's long, bare legs and threw some clothes on.
You want to go through there now?
Amber mumbled sleepily as she watched me dress myself. I want to know what's on the other side, and I want to steer it as far away from the portal as I possibly can, I said as I handed Amber her checked shirt and checked the time on my cell phone screen. It's the middle of the night, and I've got a free morning from classes tomorrow. I can't risk anything coming through into this world.
Aside from me?
Amber grinned as she haphazardly buttoned her shirt. Yes, aside from you. I smiled down at the redhead and just shook my head. Come on, let's go. We tiptoed over to my closet, and I pulled the doors open enough to reveal the glowing molten gold of the portal. It illuminated the darkness of my room, and I could see how Amber's hair shone like fire in its light.
Ready?
Amber asked. Let's see who's making so much noise. I nodded firmly and took Amber's hands as we both stepped into the roiling liquid gold portal. I felt my stomach get yanked through first before the rest of my body followed, and within half a second, my feet landed on cool stone, and Amber's bow form was already securely across my back.
Hi.
I heard Amber smile in the softness of her voice.
It's relaxing in here when I'm sleepy.
Bully for you. I chuckled as I stifled a yawn and stretched. Let's go find our trumpet here. I want to go back to bed. As soon as the words left my mouth, we heard another soft horn sound coming from somewhere above us, so I hurried up the tight stone staircase, but kept my footfalls as quiet as I possibly could. I didn't think anyone dumb enough to herald their arrival would try for an ambush, but I was equally mindful of the fact that it could be exactly that, and this was their way of smoking me out. The horn blew again, and it became louder as I made my way out of the stone dungeon and into the previously abandoned cabin that was my so-called home in this world.
Make sure the shutters are down,
Amber whispered in my mind. I slung the two heavy wooden door slats down across the entrance to the dungeon and bolted them closed, and I grabbed an old velvet drape heavy with dust and cobwebs to throw over the shutters once they were secure. The horn sound had come from somewhere in the forest outside, so I slipped Amber's bow off of my back and pulled an arrow from the quiver. I tiptoed my way over to the cabin door, and I was careful to avoid any loose floorboards that might creak loudly and give my position away. It was quiet for a moment, and then I heard the horn blow again. I figured the owner would be too busy with his mouth on the instrument to be able to draw a weapon on me, and I also figured he was alone, since I couldn't hear any whinnies of horses or clanks of armor that might have belonged to an army outside my door. I knocked an arrow against the bowstring and kicked my cabin door open with the weapon poised and ready.
Samilla!
The trumpeter immediately cowered when he saw I had an arrow aimed at the exact point between his eyes, and he dropped his horn and held his hands up.
Samilla, do not shoot!
Who goes there? I demanded with a grand air of satisfaction at being able to say such a damned cliche kind of line.
I was instructed by the Baron to come and find you,
the messenger said as he trembled in his boots. I studied the man cautiously, but one look at him proved him not to be that much of a threat. He was tall and skinny, with ill-fitting clothes that hung off his frame and made it look like he was a kid playing dress-up. He had a mop of mousy brown hair and watery eyes framed with girlishly long eyelashes, and he bent his back in a nervous half-bow as he continued to stammer out an explanation.
I tried knocking, but I got no answer, and so I thought if you were out on a midnight hunt, then maybe you'd hear my call.
he said as he toyed with his brass trumpet. Apologies. I grinned as I expertly flicked the arrow back into the quiver and stowed my bow. I'm a heavy sleeper.
I'll say!
The messenger whimpered as he picked up his horn and dusted the mud and dead leaves off the shining metal instrument.
My fists are raw from knocking so hard.
You could have left me a note, I suggested. It's the middle of the night.
I have a letter, but the Baron insisted I speak to you as well, sir.
The messenger stared at me desperately and flashed a piece of paper with a fancy wax seal that I assumed was the Baron's.
He told me not to return unless it was with Sir Miller in tow.
Well, I'll be charging him double for out of hours, I grumbled to myself.
What was that?
The messenger asked with curious round eyes. Nothing, I smiled. I don't need to read the letter. Lead the way. I followed the Baron's messenger as we walked from my forest cabin in the hills down to the valley town of Haddon, which all in all only took about 30 minutes, since the herald knew exactly where he was going. I made a mental note of the route, since before it had taken me twice as long to reach Haddon, but the messenger I dutifully followed was as sure-footed as a mountain goat, and he hopped across fallen branches and through bramble bushes like he was on some medieval ninja warrior course. Nightfall over Haddon shrouded the town in an inky blanket of darkness, though the sky was crystal clear and full of stars. The moon was just a thin crescent high above us, but its ghostly beam was still strong and bathed the cobblestones in a weird pale light.
Come,
the mousy-haired messenger said in a hushed voice, and he waved his hand toward the path that led to the Baron's double-towered castle. I wondered what on earth the Baron could want with me this late at night. Surely he slept too?
Why does the Baron want to see you now?
Amber asked inside my mind, as if she could read my thoughts.
I'd have thought he'd be tucked up with a bevy of women cooing him to sleep.
I couldn't answer since the messenger was so close to me, but I couldn't keep the snort of laughter inside, and he looked over his skinny shoulder at me curiously. Sorry, just clearing my throat. I grinned down at him.
Okay,
the hornblower said with a shrug.
We need to come up with hand signals or something.
Amber giggled.
When you can't speak with me.
I just nodded and hoped she could tell I was in agreement with her. The messenger finally brought us to the gates of the castle, where the same two guards I'd met the first time were still standing sentry on either side.
You again?
The shorter one sniffed in derision.
The Baron requested Sir Miller's presence,
the messenger said haughtily.
Let us through.
I grinned at the two guards as they reluctantly let us pass, and I followed the messenger into the bowels of the old stone keep. It was dark inside the castle, illuminated only by numerous thick wax candles and iron sconces nailed into the walls and glittering candelabras that hung from the tall ceilings, and our footsteps echoed against the cold stone as I followed the messenger toward the Baron's throne room. There were no guards at the doors, so the messenger had to shove all of his weight against the heavy wooden doors in order to even make them move a little. You need any help? I offered as I tried to bite back the smile on my face.
I got it!
The messenger huffed, and finally the throne room door gave way and opened with a slow, echoing creak. The mousy-haired hornblower quickly led me through to the throne room, where I could see the Baron was draped over his throne and still wide awake.
Sir Miller!
The Baron grinned excitedly.
What a pleasure it is for you to join us!
You woke me up, sire, I said lightly as the messenger quickly bowed and hurried away, probably to go back to his own bed.
My apologies, but my questions couldn't wait.
The Baron waved a casual hand about.
I hear you defeated the Swamp Witch in the dungeons in the hills.
How do you know about that? I asked.
I have a soothsayer in my employ,
the Baron said, as if that were the most obvious thing in the world.
He informed me of your success.
A soothsayer? I repeated with a raised eyebrow.
One that can see the future?
Amber offered helpfully.
Yes, the Baron nodded. He told me for years that whoever managed to defeat the Swamp Witch, off his own back and with no expectation of reward, as you once so eloquently put it, would be the one to rid Haddon of monsters completely.
I don't know about that, I chuckled nervously. All monsters?
Yes, all monsters.
The Baron fixed me with a steady stare.
Have you not defeated a river troll, a pack of wyverns, and now a swamp witch? All with just a bow and arrow.
Well, yes, but...
Then there you have it, Sir Miller, the Baron interrupted. You are he, the one who was prophesied.
Well, be that as James Miller. The Baron uncrossed his legs and leaned forward in his throne to study me with astute eyes. You are he, are you not? I had two options here. I could refuse and potentially lose my patron and all the gold he would pay me in the future, or I could accept that I was apparently part of a badass prophecy, kick a bunch of monster ass, and get super rich in the process. It was a no-brainer. Yes, sire, I finally said with a nod, but despite your prophecy, I will still require, payment for my services, if I'm indeed to remain in your employ.
I love hearing you talk like that.
Amber giggled in my mind, and I bit back at the smile that twitched the corners of my mouth. Well, of course, the Baron scoffed and waved his hand again. My quartermaster will see to your rightful rewards. Now? I confirmed. Yes, now, the Baron replied. I already have another quest for you.